follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And today's
show is live, and we drove an hour from our home to get to our web company because of the storms in New Jersey. We have no telephone service.
We have no electricity.
Well, we have no cable.
We are off the grid.
We have each other.
That's good.
And we have a generator that we can pump water with.
And so, luckily, we are not lost in a fog.
Right. So we've been enjoying this adventure called No Power. And here we are with you.
So welcome to the show. The theme today is lost in a fog, which is really about what happens when you get upset because you're in a fog, a personal fog. I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but things get rather dim and hazy when you get upset.
Actually, life gets rather monocular, like you don't have many choices and you think you have to go with the one thing you know how to do, but it may not be the right thing. So we're going to talk about how to get out of that fog. And one of the easiest ways to get out of a fog is through listening, actually.
And listening, in this case, will include including that Shy and I tend to finish each other's sentences. We always like to remind people up front early in the show so that if you're not familiar with our style, that you know it's not something that we do to interrupt each other, but it's just our style of communication. And with listening, it's really about hearing what another person has to say from his or her perspective.
But most of us disagree or agree with what somebody's saying rather than hear what they're saying. In other words, we compare what they're saying to what we already know or believe and see if we have an agreement. Yes, I see life that way. Or, no, that's not my truth. But that's not really listening. Because listening does not mean you have to believe the other's point of view. You just have to hear it.
You know, it occurs to me that how people listen is often just a subset about how they relate to their life. They're often commenting on whether or not they like or don't like the circumstances of your life. There's a lot of don't like the circumstances of your life around us because people have been without power for a long time. They've lost the things in the refrigerators and in their
And they're cold.
So
because you can't run your heater unless you've got a wood stove.
Yeah. So you can either agree with what's being said or disagree with what's being said, or you can simply engage with what's being said non-preferentially.
And if you do that, it'll pull you into the current moment of your life, which is all it takes to become an enlightened being. But most people in the New Age don't like hearing that. It's not mystical enough.
Yeah, you know, there are three basic principles to transformation. Let's touch on them.
At
here,
least instantaneous
shall we?
Transformation.
Yes.
First thing is anything that you don't like or resist, disagree with, wish were different than it is, will persist, will grow stronger, and will dominate your life. So if you complain about not having electricity when you don't have electricity, then your whole life is consumed by the not having the electricity.
And that becomes the framework for your life rather than you're living your life. You're living inside a complaint, and everything goes to prove yourself right about that complaint.
Right. Second principle is you can only be exactly where you are and how you are in the current moment of your life. So in this moment of now, you can only be where you are and how you are, with your circumstances of your life being exactly what they are in each moment, you see.
Third principle is this.
Anything that you allow to be exactly as it is will complete itself. yourself in that moment. So if you see something and allow it to be the way it is, it allows you to be. So if there's something that you've been disagreeing with and you see it, and don't disagree with it, but just see it, that's enough for it to complete itself. Very simple. So simple that it's hard to understand. Now let's talk about transformation for a second. Transformation is very different than change. Change is linear, takes place over time. It's directed by your goal to achieve something. So you're looking for something in the future to be better than what you've got right now. That's change. With transformation, it's happens exponentially in all aspects of your life. It doesn't take place over time. It happens in an instant outside of time, and it's not provable and it's not understandable. But how you interact with your life as a result of it is a profound sense of well-being and ease with all of the circumstances as they show up, not just the ones you like.
I imagine a number of you who are listening to this show, well, right now it's live, so you may just listen every week, and if that's you, well, thank you for tuning in. Some of you may be listening to this in the archives, and you may have picked this episode because you've been upset lately, and you are hoping to find a way out. So let's talk about upsets in general to begin with. Let's just talk about upsets. And one of the things that really sticks upsets in place is that when you're feeling that way, you don't like it, you don't want it, and you want out of it. It's
well,
natural.
Well, the first principle is if you don't want it and don't like it, you're stuck with it.
So the more you want out of it, the more you're likely to stick yourself with it. And
right.
It seems like, oh, man, that shouldn't be the case, but it really is. And the more you allow yourself to be exactly as you are without judging it, the easier it is for it to dissolve. Yesterday, Shai and I had plans. We had plans to do different projects, but having come home to, we had been in Florida for a wedding, and we came home, and we had to drive around all the road closed signs and all the downed trees to get to our house, and there was no lights, and it was cold, and we lit candles and whatnot. And so our plans for the day on Monday, aside from going in to do Monday Night Alive, and our plans for yesterday were very different. They were swept aside with the circumstances of our life. And one of the main things for me yesterday is I woke up with a small case of the flu, where smelling food was a nauseating experience, and I couldn't walk very far without getting very nauseous. And so my plans to be active were interrupted by reality. And it was a type of an upset. And I realized that when people get an upset, sometimes it's like a flu. It's just running through your system, and you can disagree with it right now, but you may need to just let it wear itself off. And I had to keep from pinning this flu on what I'd eaten the night before, because it wasn't necessarily related.
Because we ate the same things.
Yes, but oftentimes when you get upset, you look to see what happens right before the upset.
And with our idea is that an upset is like a cold. It takes a while to incubate. And so you may be exposed to something, but it may take 2 or 3 days before you actually come down with the cold.
So I guarantee you what I ate the night before, since it wasn't food poisoning and I had a fever and all that stuff, didn't initiate the discomfort. And so one of the things, when you get upset, if you can refrain or notice your tendency to want to pin it on something, and keep letting go and letting yourself be with what's happening in your life, in your body, in your
world,
and your emotions, without judging what you see, it allows you to have a sense of well-being even when that's going on. But I think the big challenge for most people is when they get upset, they have the idea that they should disengage, hide, go away in some corner and come back out.
When they're no longer upset.
Yeah, and when you're better company. And it doesn't happen that way. It's really funny how sometimes, you know, Monday Night Alive, we'll look around, we'll miss a face, and we'll think, wow, I hope that person's okay. And we call them up, and they were upset, and so they didn't come. Where when you come and be around people who are not upset is the fastest way to pull you outside of your upset when you're having one.
So there.
You know, we came up with this idea of Lost in a Fog, and we actually wrote an article that turned into a chapter in our Being Here book. From when we used to go out in Cape Cod. And
on the ocean in our boat, because there you have these fog banks that roll in, and you may think you're going one way and think you're doing fine, but your instruments, like the GPS, will show that you're driving your boat off course, even though you think you're on course. And a lot of times when people get upset in their lives, they think they're on course, but they're really off course. And so we've discovered that you've got to trust your instruments to bring you back. And
your friends, your community, the people around you.
Those become your instruments of locating yourself. Because, you see, when you're lost in a fog, you have no reference points to steer to or to know where you are in relation to something or someone else. And when you get upset, your friends can pull you through, because upsets don't necessarily link up with reality. They can happen because something in your environment, you disagree with it, and that's all it takes to get yourself upset.
You know, we were talking earlier about listening, and that when you really listen, you hear what another person has to say from his or her perspective. And it's not about agreeing or disagreeing. It's important, if you're going to call a friend, to call somebody who's going to hear what you have to say without going into agreement with you.
Oh, yeah.
Because otherwise, you can just compound that upset. But if somebody will just hear what you have to say without, and this is something you can do for your friends as well, if you can hear what they have to say and you can have compassion for it, but you don't have to add weight to it by agreeing with them,
how difficult it
so
is.
So awful that all the electricity is out.
Right. We can talk about that after this break that we're going to.
Yeah, we'll be back. We're going to be talking more about Lost in a Fog. We'll
so
be back.
Come on back.
And
don't
miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities. possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back to Being Here. We were talking before the break about how if you disagree with how your life is showing up, you get lost in the complaints of your mind and you miss out. Well, this morning I bumped into, we live out in the country and like we said, we had all these lines down and trees down, and I was cutting, some wood with my chainsaw from one of the trees that had fallen across the road near us. And I met a hunter was there, and he started talking to me, complaining about all the fallen trees, and that the electric company wasn't getting it done fast enough. And I said, "Well, there's so many homes without electricity, there's so many wires down, and it's over such a vast area, and there are so few utility trucks that are able to do the work that it's bound to take some time." But he was more interested in complaining than he was in seeing that it was an opportunity to get on with his life.
I actually have found that, people were stopping along the road in their cars in order to complain as a way of being social with the people in our community. It was like a way to connect in and not feel so alone with the situation. There's a possibility that you can connect in without having to use complaint as the access way. But you have to be willing to tell the truth to yourself about what you're about. Because sometimes people are really just interested in being right, that something is wrong.
And if you're interested in being right, you will be lost in a fog, the fog of righteousness.
We have a caller on the line. Let's take him.
Yes, Eric, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, good morning to you both.
Thank you. Where are you?
I'm in a fog of righteousness. No.
Oh, you are?
No, not really. Well, maybe I am. I'm in the Boston area.
Yes.
That's not necessarily related to being in the Boston area, correct?
No, it has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
So what's your fog of righteousness about?
No, I had some really interesting experiences recently. One where I saw my friends for the first time in a long time and was I was almost overwhelmed by how loved I was.
Right.
And I had
almost.
No, I was overwhelmed.
Okay.
I was overwhelmed. Then another time, I got into a disagreement. Well, felt like I was trying to be smart. Or I had a disagreement with somebody about a movie, of all things.
Right.
And it was... It surprised me that it became it became a thing that put up a barrier between us.
Right.
As opposed to, like, I usually whip out my intelligence or my knowledge of film or my critical nature in some, you know, in some way that somehow probably gives me, I'm not coming up with the right word, but it gives me something, identity, perhaps. And instead, what happened was this, this interaction showed me that what it does is it could possibly. Oh, Shai, you, and Ariel, you're both brilliant. You don't even have to say anything to me to understand. It puts a wall between me and other people.
Yes.
What, being right?
But, you know what? Being right, being critical, not just listening to what the other person is saying. This person, you know, I don't have permission to talk about this other person, but this person...
Well, you're welcome to. I'm sure okay. It's okay.
It was Shia.
And,
actually, it wasn't.
Me.
It was Ariel.
It was Ariel. Well, that shows how much of a fog I was in.
Yeah.
Right.
We were talking about a particular movie,
and I had
a really strong opinion.
Oh, Eric, time out for a second, okay?
First of all, you're being awful hard on yourself. What
really?
Was a movie, for God's sake. So we were at a wedding. We were talking.
Right.
All of us. And we mentioned we liked the movie Avatar, and you didn't like the movie Avatar, and you were very determined to tell us all the points that you said it was beautiful, but you were determined to tell us all the points that made it stupid. But what was interesting about it was that you were so determined to embed those complaints in us so that if we were to watch the movie again, we would no longer enjoy it.
Yeah, it was like I was an advocate for a position rather than just being with friends talking about a movie.
Right. But let's stop for a minute, okay?
Sure.
You would only have done that if you were already deeply upset. You were upset.
And, see, I don't think you realize... or see how upset you were.
Okay, like,
something
really...
that had nothing to do with this that might have been cooking for some time.
Oh, yes,
absolutely.
Sir.
Look, here's the other thing, Eric. We've known you for a number of years. We've known you prior to our transformation. So
right.
You go back more than
you
25
years. You were around
years.
For our wedding, for God's sakes. That's a long time
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, we've been married 29 years, so.
Right.
Or 26.
7 years.
7 years, excuse me. So we've known you for a long time.
Right.
You're a sweet man who's afraid you're not a sweet man, so you're trying to prove you're a sweet man over top of the thing that you think you're not sweet or nice. I got a static here.
No, I'm listening to you.
No, you're thinking.
I didn't want to interrupt you. I mean, you're saying nice things about me.
The other thing, Eric?
Yeah.
Weddings are
very reactivating.
Sure.
Let's assume this wedding was, like, top 10 brilliant, okay? Let's just say it was brilliant.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that everybody who came wasn't worried about what to wear, how they looked. They
right.
They were comparing, could I ever throw a wedding like this? There's all of the stuff where people are comparing their family to the families that's there, if they were married, their wedding to that wedding.
Sure.
There's always everybody putting on a good face at any wedding. And then there's the undercurrent of reality that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the day-to-day complexities of different people's lives, you get that many people together, you get all the family dynamics together, and there's a whole mishmash of stuff going on.
Sure.
And everybody's pretending like isn't the buffet nice.
And here's the thing. Our transformation works, Eric, out of honesty, really. If you're honest about the situation you're in the current moment of your life, that's enough to have your life transform. But most people think, the optimum word here is think, that they should have things different or better or more something in order to be okay. So this isn't really it. If they had this or didn't have this or had something else, then life would be better. That's what keeps people upset. The fantasy that this moment of now should be different than it is. See, the reality is you can only be exactly as you are with your life circumstances in any given moment, like right now.
Right.
And if you disagree with that, resist it, wish it were different, try to prove that you're not what you think, which is somehow you're less in some way, which is what most people think, then that will keep you stuck in the upset, in the lostness.
This means you're being awfully hard on yourself over this interaction.
Absolutely.
Now, I have a question for you.
Okay.
A personal question.
Sure.
Had you had any alcohol?
Oh, yeah.
Then you definitely have to give yourself a break. That'll put you in a fog. Alcohol has you be stupid.
Yeah, I actually don't really drink that often. And so, well, maybe you're not. Yes, I'm hearing you.
So you don't drink that often, and you've consumed alcohol, and it brought forward your righteous nature. It's just informational for you.
You know, look, you don't like your righteous nature, correct?
I haven't thought about it, but it sure shows up at inopportune times.
Then if it's something that's inopportune, if I was like, we're talking about your generous nature, and it shows up at inopportune times, obviously it's something you're judging.
Right. I'll just say yes. Yes.
Good. If you don't like your, what was that?
Is that your final answer? Phone a friend?
What was your nature? Your
righteous
nature, right. If you don't like your righteous nature, first principle of transformation is if you don't like it, you'll keep it around. Now, look, if you don't like it, you do your best to suppress it so it doesn't show up. But if you drink alcohol, that's all it takes to loosen up that stuff.
Lift the lid off.
And then suddenly your righteous nature takes over and starts running your life. Look, it's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It's just the way it is. When people drink, it lowers their
inhibitions?
Controls. Their inhibitions, yes, but their controls. And so, you know, if you're an angry person and you drink, even though you've suppressed your anger most of the time, when you drink, you might turn angry. I'm not saying this about you specifically. I'm just saying it.
Right.
So, look, there's too much here for me to get in the few moments we have before the break.
Can you come back with us after the break?
Absolutely.
Most excellent.
Great.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. First of all, we would like to thank the wonderful staff here at Tag Online, owners Amy Gideon and Andrew Gideon, and everyone else here for setting us up to be able to do the show from here today, as obviously it was not possible from where we normally broadcast from. So if you need a wonderful online service, you can check at the bottom of our website page, TransformationMadeEasy.com. You'll see a link to them, Tag Online. They are wonderful, wonderful service in many, many ways and in all ways for us. And so if you're needing some help with your website or a place to do hosting or co-locate your machine, this is my shout-out and telling them thank you and highly, highly recommending them.
And they've had us on for about 14 years. When they suggested we go up on the web, we didn't even know what the web was.
Yeah, really. It was
before they called it the Internet. It was called the World Wide Web.
That's right, back when. You know, listening to the show and listening to archives of the show, people have been telling us for years now that it really supports them in pulling them out of a fog. If you find yourself off balance and you get engaged in something else and
that's all it takes is getting engaged in what's happening in your life in the current moment, because most upsets are based in the future, based on your past. So it's about worrying about what will happen, thinking about the future keeps you from being in the current moment of your life. Or thinking about your past and how you should have done it differently, Eric, that will keep you from being in the current moment of your life. When you could have only done it the way you did, Eric.
Got it.
You there, Eric?
I am. I thank you for including me. Although sometimes, quite honestly, I feel like these shows are only for me. I wonder if other people who listen are listening and going, oh, my God, that was so for me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, most of us think our problems or our situations are unique to us, and they don't realize that they're normal for most people. Look, here's the other thing. You've been lost in a fog for a while. This righteous behavior didn't show up in a vacuum. It showed up out of your having thought you were okay, because, you know, in your thoughts you think you're okay, but you forgot the experience of well-being or enlightenment or transformation.
Which is part of why you were feeling so overwhelmed when people were collectively so happy
to see you.
Yes.
You know? And here's the problem, my friend. You think that if you see something, you're going to have to do something, change something. You don't get that seeing is enough, that doing is not the next thing. So you think if you see something, you're going to have to change your life circumstances somehow.
Yeah, I'm a doer.
That's right. And so then you don't want to see because you're afraid you'll find something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the problem, Eric, is if you actually would have looked, you'd probably find something right.
That is such an alien concept to me that,
yes,
I feel like I need to write it down.
Well, that, maybe, I don't know. I wouldn't advise that.
Yeah, for you, having things right is kind of like unobtainium. It's not obtainable.
That was that stuff in Avatar.
Yeah.
That was hysterical. Just to let people know, that was part of my critique of the movie that I hope, yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Now you want to impose on everybody your critique.
Now, there you go. Good point. But that is very funny.
It is very funny.
Well, we do our best to be very funny. See, fun is a lot easier to get enlightened through fun than it is through working on yourself. You can't seriously become enlightened. It doesn't happen seriously. It happens by being involved in what you're doing as though it's your choice, as though it's a joyous event, rather than a chore that you have to get through. You know, we had all these trees down all over our yard. I mean, they came down and broke our porch furniture, you know, like, you know, a big limb of the oak tree came down. Bam, a table, three chairs, all destroyed, one fell, bang. And, you know, so I spent quite a bit of time yesterday just cutting away fallen limbs and trees, and I had the best time. I mean, I had more fun with a chainsaw than I've had in, I can't remember. You know, and I spent about 5 hours cutting wood and stacking it and moving it. It was just, I had one tree, a big beech tree, that had a broken limb that came down in front of our boat barn. And I have to take the boat out tomorrow. So, and it was about 14 feet up, and I had this project to cut that limb without getting killed by it.
Obviously, he succeeded.
Yes, well done.
But it was like just so much fun, because that's all I was doing, you know? I wasn't working on something off in the future, some way that would be better, or complaining to myself that I had to do this stuff.
Right.
Let's talk with you for a moment, Eric, because you're with us and you're happy to keep talking, I can tell, about how people get lost in a fog in the first place. Because when you're talking about having a conversation with us where you were emphatically being right about a movie and how later you were a little embarrassed about the whole interaction,
right.
That's a symptom of somebody who's already upset.
Okay.
Now, how tall are you?
6'3".
Now, you're this big, strapping guy. And at 6'3", we all think, here's this big guy, and he's an adult, and he's mature, and you are. But inside of each of us is that tender, delicate, little person that still is easily offendable and gets hurt and sometimes doesn't even recognize that they're hurt. Because, you know, at your age, at our age, at any of our ages who are listening, we should be above and beyond that. We shouldn't feel badly about slights or little things.
Right.
Or even big things, we should be able to blow it off.
Right.
Right, it shouldn't affect us.
And sometimes what happens is we recoil from something, we contract around something, and we don't even notice we've done it. And then our boat goes farther and farther off course, and we still think we're going in a straight line. Well, you are, but you're going in a straight line away from your own personal center.
Right.
And I have a feeling that for a while now, you've been driving quite successfully, but you didn't recognize that some small wave knocked you slightly off course. When we're in our boat, it's such a great analogy. When we're in our boat, if the wake from another boat bumps us, and it's coming from right to left. It moves you to the left, and you keep going straight. And at first, you're just a few degrees off course.
Right.
But the longer you drive in that direction, the more acute that gets, the more large the disparity between where you were and where you're now headed is. Does
yeah,
that make
no.
sense?
If you go at a certain rate for an hour or two, you could miss a complete island. You could be
yes. You could find yourself completely lost.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you what it takes to be found. Two things. Well, maybe more than two. Maybe three. First is to look at things honestly. The second is to not judge yourself for what you see.
That's right. You can't beat on yourself for your situation. You can't fight with what you have, because what you have is all there is in your universe.
You know, we have two types of GPS. One GPS, we have the old archaic version. When it finds that you're off course, it wants to take you back to the place where you went off course before it sends you in the right direction.
Wow.
And the newer versions of the GPS are once it finds you off course, it just recalculates from where exactly you are to your desired destination.
And that's like recentering yourself in your life, that you pull yourself back to where you are and see where you want to go from there rather than keep going in a direction that you decided was the right direction.
So I highly recommend that for you, Eric, and we have to go to a break again now soon, but that rather than trying to go back and find where you're lost, just start from here right now and head forward. Going backwards never helps.
Yeah, really.
You'll go more in circles.
Right. You forget about what you did or didn't do. Start looking from where you are and what needs to be done and doing that, and that will pull you into the current moment.
Deal?
Great. Thank you.
Excellent. Hey, and we hope to see you at the Freedom to Breathe Art of Being a Healer.
Actually, that's exactly what I'm thinking of doing, so I hope to also.
Perfect.
Good.
We have to go to a break, everybody. We'll be back shortly.
Come on back.
Don't miss
being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities.
possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes Online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes.
We'll be seeing a lot of you, or at least a number of you, this weekend at the Art of Listening course we're doing in New York City. And there's still room if you'd like to join us. Get in touch with us soon and come.
You know, we could call that course an easy route to enlightenment.
Why not?
Because you learn to listen, man, you become enlightened very quickly.
In December, we are doing the Freedom to Breathe, Art of Being a Healer workshop. And Erica, if you're listening, you wrote to us once about how well you felt in your own skin after attending that course. I know you're thinking about coming. You know, and it occurs to me, Eric, if you're still listening, since you said you're thinking about coming, I highly recommend that you don't think. If you know you want to come, register and come. If you don't want to come, don't come.
But don't think about it.
Don't think about your life.
You waste too much of your time, and there's a very short amount of time that we all have, and you waste too much of it thinking about your life.
Put you in a fog.
Right.
We have another caller. Rashmi, are you there?
Hey, Rashmi.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
I love the topic of the show. I had a question about some of the management that's been going on in my office, meaning manager, meaning the way that the managers kind of interact with workers.
I'll tell you, I'll short circuit this whole thing, okay?
Okay.
You're just having a temper tantrum. You're being a no to the way things are showing up rather than just do your job. It's easier for you to complain about your managers than it is for you to just do your work. How's that?
That's good. I do feel that I was doing my work. A lot of the emails that we've been getting has been going to the whole entire office. And I was thinking, well, you know, for example, one email was about people leaving early. And I thought, why am I being threatened? Because I never leave early. And
yes,
I shouldn't get this email.
Rashmi, you got to be lost in a fog to offend yourself with that.
And I believe we've had conversations with you before where you have complained that people leave early. So if anything, if you were not already upset, you would have seen that it went to the whole office and you thought, well, good. Now everybody's going to be sharing and doing their full workload rather than using it as an excuse
and an opportunity to complain and get lost in your complaints about your supervisors. In effect, saying no to what's showing up rather than yes.
You know, one of the differences between change and transformation, change is hierarchy, so you have managers and workers. And the managers are them,
dictators.
And the workers are us.
Right.
In your case, it's an us and them mentality. And with transformation, it's about partnership and team and looking to see how you can support each other.
And a win-win out of each circumstance rather than win-lose. Because right now you've got it that it's win-lose, and you lose if the managers send an email out that people are leaving early.
And I don't know if you were listening earlier when we were speaking with Eric. I think part of where Eric got so surprised by himself was that after having been upset for whatever reason, after having consumed some alcohol, he got stuck in a win-lose type of
game
where he wanted to win and be right about a movie and
at the cost of his relationship.
And win-lose, even if you win, you lose.
Yeah, I was listening to that.
Yeah, and...
So there's a cost to being right, and the cost of being right is your experience of love and health and happiness and relationship and partnership and full self-expression. That all goes out the window, and you're being right. So if you're being right, you're already lost.
You know, the other thing is you can use any sorts of things around you to distract yourself rather than do the more confronting thing. For instance, I know that you work at the Department of Unemployment, so to deal with a caseload that you don't necessarily know how to handle.
Okay.
So if there's something that you don't know how to do, it's far easier to get
yourself upset over an email than just do the work.
Okay.
And if it's not that, you can get upset about work so that you don't have to deal with dating or whatever else that you're backing off from.
Okay, because dating, that's a big thing for me. I was online dating a lot, and then I stopped.
Right,
and so if you can get consumed with your complaints about work, you put yourself purposefully in a fog so that you just don't have the time.
And it's just...
The energy is just all too much.
Yeah, right, it's too much. You can think about dating. I've got all these other things, all these pressures on me. Look, we have another caller we have to run, Rashmi. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Lovely having you today.
Okay, bye.
Susan, are you there?
I am. Hi, I'm calling from New York City. How are you?
Hi. Great to hear your voice.
What can we do for you today?
Well, I have an embarrassing complaint to admit. I get into this embarrassing fog on the train to work when I'm stuck from 125th Street to 59th Street. I can't get out of the particular car I'm in. And lately, teenagers have been blasting music, and I get in a rage.
You know, you could dance. When they're blasting music,
rather than
complain.
You know, that's my fantasy.
You could have fun with it.
That's true. I have had that fantasy of doing that, but I'm too embarrassed.
Not you, Susan. Really.
But I mean, I focus on this rather than I'm reading a book and I'm going, and also other people in the car are going, please turn that down. But then nobody, they're like, you know, 15 years old and defiant, and they're like, no, I'm not going to. And I just get myself in a tizzy over this. I'm a little embarrassed that this is what I waste my time on.
What does that save you from?
Well, from peace of mind, from enjoying my life.
Yeah, but also I'll tell you something else about 15-year-olds.
Yeah?
They are hormone-driven.
Mm.
And it keeps you from feeling that. I had the funniest thing happen to me on Monday night. We walked in to do Monday Night Alive, and it was Halloween. And yeah. people were dressed up, and people were dressed up a whole lot more revealing. Well, some people were funny. We saw a guy walking across the street in swim flippers, and that was pretty funny. But there were a lot of people dressed very scantily, and there was a woman in front of me who was wearing really tight tights, and she had the roundest behind. I thought, wow, you know, she could be a model. She looks really sexy. And she turned around. I swear to you, she was about 12. I thought, oh, my God, I was just ogling a 12-year-old's behind. And
right.
and it's easier to get upset than to feel the heat.
Oh.
And it's easier to get upset and to, you can either surrender or succumb. You can succumb to being on that thing from 125th to 59th Street, or you could surrender to the fact that this is how your life is showing up and engage in it as if it is your idea.
You can have fun with it.
When you do that, it's your idea. When you don't, you put yourself in a fog.
When you do that, you become a victim of your circumstances. And I don't think that's what you want to do.
Not at all. That's brilliant. That's transformation.
That's transformation.
Thank you, guys, because I just wasn't seeing that.
Well,
that
I'm sure you'll have plenty
cool.
of other opportunities.
You can get upset with anything you disagree with, Susan.
That's true.
And that's all it takes to get upset. Just disagree with how your life is showing up. The other thing is, you can get involved with how your life is showing up as though it's your idea. You can have fun with
as
it.
As if you ordered those 15-year-olds to
right.
come on, you know,
but,
it's like,
but
I
you
think...
wanted some spice in your life. You wanted some music on the train going down. Rather than disagree, get engaged in what is and have fun with it, and your life will be magic.
And I don't know about you, but we had fun with the show today, and we could disagree with it, but our time is up. So thanks, Susan. Thanks,
Thank
everyone.
You so much.
We'll be back next week. Come
and
on back.
Don't miss being here.
Yeah, being here.
Being is what's important.
Yep.
Being, not doing. Being,
being here.
Now.
Enjoyed today's episode of Being Here? If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.